Terry Savage, the syndicated financial columnist. You find at terrysavage.com. Hi, Terry.
Ooh, wow. Watching the market now down 575. Interest rates rising. The embers of inflation have burst into a few little mini flames here.
All of this because of the hotter-than-expected economy numbers we had yesterday, right?
We had them this morning. The consumer price index came out definitely hotter than expected, now running at a 3.5% annual rate, about the same as last month. But that is not enough to make the Fed say, oh, great, we killed it. We can cut rates. Definitely not enough. In fact, now there's some people saying, wait, maybe they'll have to raise rates, including Jamie Dimon, who in his shareholder letter Monday said, wait a minute. We're running huge deficits. We've got global political and global war problems and so forth, economic problems as well. So doesn't look like the Fed's cutting rates anytime soon. And the market does not like that, down 578 as we speak.
What else should I know about this? That fact that the basis points on mortgages has gone up, I think, is noteworthy, huh?
Yeah, but let me, I sent a note to Pete, our producer, who I usually say, send him a thing, what should we talk about today? Wanted to mention later my reverse mortgage column. And I went, yay, T-bills. Well, because our chicken money, six-month T-bills, are now really getting up there. I'm looking right now, 5.38%. But I'd like to mention one other thing. Now, I want to do full disclosure here, not because I think I in any way impact the market, but a couple of weeks ago, I decided that I would extend the maturity of only about 5% of my chicken money, 5% maybe, about 5 to 10%, into two-year treasury notes. Those are auctioned off once a month. And I thought, you know, I've got these 6 months that keep rolling and expiring. And I noticed the two-year treasuries at that time were yielding about 4.7%. Well, right now, they are yielding almost 5%. Now, that treasury two-year auction comes only once a month, and the next auction is April 23rd, so we have a little bit of time, and rates could back off before then, but I thought it was a good idea at about 4.7. At nearly 5, I think it's a better idea. And you can buy those two-year treasury notes at treasurydirect.gov where you bought your T-bills. When you go into buy direct, if you want to lock in that rate, we will not know what the exact rate is till the day of the auction. I will probably be talking about it as we get closer. And what else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, they auction off $60 billion of two-year notes every month thereabouts. So my little bit is not going to make a difference. But since I had that idea to maybe extend maturities a little bit, I could be wrong. Rates could go much higher. Jamie Dimon said, oh, we could see 8% rates again. So I would be annoyed at having 2 years at only, you know, maybe around 5%. But let's see what happens.
Why is all this happening, Terry?
It's happening because we have not stomped out inflation. Well, we stomped it out in some, your grocery bill, it's higher than it was a few years ago, but it stopped going up so much. But other bills, particularly, has anybody noticed your homeowner's insurance?
Yeah, we talked about that, and car insurance.
Okay. And car insurance? Car insurance was up 22%. And gasoline prices, oil prices are edging up a little bit because of the Middle East. We are about the same level that we were a year ago, but gasoline prices typically, unless you're in a recession, rise during the summer. So we can expect rising gasoline prices, and we all know what happens when your car insurance bill comes. And homeowners, same thing, not quite to that extreme. So there's a lot of inflation that has not been wiped out.
Terry, lots of calls and questions for you. What do you want us to know in general about reverse mortgages?
Okay, let me do one thing first. First, I think you've heard some of them. I've seen them on my Ask Terry blog at terrysavage.com. Reverse mortgage, reverse mortgage. Maybe that's why I started noticing a whole bunch of online ads. And I got a couple of things in the mail, which I just, you know, typically toss as junk mail. But it's all piling up. I think the reverse mortgage industry realizes that seniors are squeezed by inflation. They're looking for more money, and they are now being advertised a lot for reverse mortgages. And I have nothing against reverse mortgages. In fact, you may have heard me in the past say I did one for my dad, and it worked out spectacularly. He stayed in his house till he was 95. and passed away. I just wrote at terrysavage.com a complete update on reverse mortgages, explaining how they work and explaining how to compare them and the things you need to think about if you're 62 or older. Of course, you want to wait until you're in your 70s, because the older you are, the more money you can get. So I won't go into all the details here, but when you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, let me just make these, I made these three points to consider. How long are you going to stay in your home? At a minimum, it should be 5 years, but even better if your time horizon is 10 years. Because there are significant fees to set up the reverse mortgage. They're built in, or they're impacted by the interest rate that's being charged on the amount of money you pull out. So if you've got a short time horizon, don't bother doing it. And then ask yourself, would you be better off just selling your home now? The price, you know, prices are up. The market's still pretty good. You could bank the cash or move into a continuing care community when you have the flexibility to do that. The other thing is, most reverse mortgages these days are not a check a month for life, or as long as you stay in the home, I should say. They are typically a line of credit or a lump sum. So you can use that money, yes, to first of all, they take out, if you have a small existing mortgage, they take that out. And then you can use that money as a line of credit to repair the furnace or get a new roof. And beware of anybody selling furnaces and roofs that says, oh, well, you could pay for it with a reverse mortgage. No, that's not the way you start this. But will you be able to manage once you've spent that entire line of credit? Or will you be forced out then when you can no longer pay your property taxes? So I wrote all about reverse mortgages and a place to go to check, based on your age and your gender, what you might get for a monthly or a line of credit from your reverse mortgage, and that's at reversemortgage.org. So it was a long-run thing, but I wrote everything I could think of. I ran it by the reverse mortgage people. I really researched this well. Maybe that's why I keep getting all these ads. So please, before you even think of a reverse mortgage, go to terrysavage.com right now. It's the top most recent column.
And can I shop rates then for a reverse mortgage?
Oh, yeah. Here's what you shop. I probably should say that. It's the interest rate. Now, every reverse mortgage charges an adjustable rate, and it's pegged to an index of Treasury notes. So, you know, I just mentioned Treasury note rates are going up. Now, you never have to pay this back. They just take it out of the equity of your house when you die or sell. And you can never owe more than you took out. Okay, so if the interest builds up, as long as you can pay the property taxes to stay in your home, they're never going to kick you out as long as you can maintain your house with the insurance and the property taxes. But you also want to check the fees. There's a $6,000 maximum fee, but you're going to get a lot of ads saying, zero fees to set up your reverse mortgage. Yeah, they build it into the interest rate that you charge.
Just like a regular mortgage.
The percent over the index that they're tying it to. There's a special index of treasuries for this, but they'll be 1% or 1.5% over. So believe me, they're getting paid, the reverse mortgage lenders. And you for sure want to do a reverse mortgage. It's called a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage. Those are federally insured. You want to make sure that your line of credit will still be there. So don't look at any of those that are not considered HECM, HECM, home
please
equity
ask,
conversion,
please
FHA
ask,
insured reverse mortgage.
Please ask Terry on the reverse mortgage, what happens when there's no money left to pull out of the house?
Okay, as long you can stay there. Okay, you got your line of credit, you used it all up. Now you're 10 years older, let's say. As long as you still have enough money in your pension, your Social Security, to keep paying the taxes and insurance, that's the only thing they require, that you keep the house up. And later on, they'll come out and sort of look. If they notice the lawn hasn't been mowed, the roof's falling off, then they can act. But basically, as long as you know, my dad's ran out, and I helped when there was an assessment for new elevators in the condo. But it would have been a tough thing if I hadn't been able to do that. So the idea is that you should be able to maintain the basics of the house and use the proceeds for anything you want. Don't use it to go on vacation, but don't withdraw the line of credit until you absolutely need it.
Hey, Terry, my husband passed away unexpectedly last week. He was nearing his 70th and not taking Social Security. I'm 66 and I'm not taking Social. I paid the fee to maximize my Social, and I'm still confused.
Yes, so am I. Wait a minute. I have a thing. Okay, I put a thing on my computer. Okay, I was on the phone with Larry Kotlikoff late last night. Okay, widows and ex-spouses married for 10 years, okay, forget you're not an ex-spouse, if at full retirement age, I'm just reading off what I wrote down from Larry. I just spent a late night doing this. If at full retirement age he wasn't collecting but waiting, then the widow, or the ex, we'll leave that out, get the larger of his full retirement age benefit, full retirement age benefit, not the later benefit if he wasn't collecting, mm-hmm. and their own benefit. So you will get the larger of his full retirement age benefit or yours. Now, there is a trick for widows. You can, I'm sure they told you this at Maximize My Social Security. You could get yours, I don't want to say this in case I'm wrong. I think you could get yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I, widows should stake. Okay, you can take your widow's benefit.
Right.
First.
Right.
And it'll be reduced a bit if you start collecting before your full retirement age. Here's my note. They should take the widow's benefit first and then switch to their own retirement benefit at 70. However, be careful, because this is a thing that Social Security does. It's called the widow's trap. They say to you, do you want to take all benefits for which you're eligible? And you have to make very clear that you're only taking your widow's benefits first, and you are not taking your own. Not taking your own. You're not taking the difference between his and yours. You are not taking your own. You're only taking your widow's benefit, and then you could switch to your own retirement benefit at age 70. And if you're confused, I'm serious. It's on my computer desk now, because like 10 days ago I said, Larry, I have to write this down because I'm always asked.
Terry Savage continues to answer your questions about your money. Terry, more questions here. Anything else you want to say before I start throwing them at you?
In the break, I don't know what it was that made me think of this, but anyway, I just searched out Trump Media and Technology, DJT.
Yeah.
Remember what came out and went to 79? I just like to point out it's now 3380.
His
loyalty has a price.
The value of his shares have dropped considerably.
In half, yes.
Okay. Terry, do you think grocery prices build in the expense of home delivery, which has exploded? This person also says, Terry Savage gave me great advice for my elderly mom. Thank you, Terry.
Huh, glad I did that. Well, sure, all costs are built into grocery prices, but the margins in the grocery business are so thin. It's why prices go up quickly, because there's no profit cushion. There may be even some loss leaders. You know that. So, sure, the cost of delivery is built in. And actually, those costs haven't soared, except for the fact that they need labor to drive those trucks. And now, gas prices are starting to creep up. So that will impact grocery prices if it continues.
And inflation is calculated on a number of costs. And the list came out today, and it said that elder care is way up. Insurance is way up. You know, some things much more so than others, but car and homeowners insurance, elder care, those are way up right now. People are feeling that.
Yeah, time for me to do an update column, and I will. And I've got a guest for you on that one. In a couple of weeks, we'll do it on long-term care insurance, the ways to buy it, because, it's going to be a tough one for people.
Hey, John Williams, the widow that just called in should go back to Maximize My Social Security and re-enter personal data now with her husband's death rate. It will recalculate her best SS time to collect benefit dates. This person.
Yes, it will. Did Larry Kudlow call in and say that? Because I knew I meant to say that when she did it. I don't know then if she had done that calculation before or after his passing. And I meant to say my condolences too. I just got so focused on getting the actual fact.
Terry, regarding CPI and treasuries, I bought those about 2 years ago, but it was at a lower rate. Should I cash my treasuries out and get the 2-year treasuries?
Wait. You probably bought I bonds intending to hold them for at least 5 years to avoid the penalty. The rate changes every 6 months. It's pretty low right now, but with inflation going up on May 1st when those come out again, that's 3 weeks. The next 6 months, the rate will be higher. So you don't cash in your savings bonds. You hold those for 5 years. If you have treasury bills, they roll over every 6 months, and if his rates go up, you'll get the new higher rate if you just automatically renew them at the next auction.
This one says, Terry, I'm 66 and started putting in Roth through work while still doing 401k. I'll retire after 70. Should I do a Roth IRA now?
Well, your eligibility for a Roth IRA while covered by another plan at work depends on your, or even if not covered by another plan, depends on your adjusted gross income and your marital status. If you post that at terrysavage.com on Ask Terry, I don't think I've updated that for 2024. So I will let you know if you're eligible for a Roth. But if you are, by all means, do it.
Terry, I waited to turn 70 to file for Social Security online. Yay. That was in January, and I got no reply. So I called the federal office, and they said call the local Chicago office. And their greeting says, thanks for calling, and then it hangs up. I called over 10 times on different days at different times. What's next? Recommendations for me?
Post on my blog, and I will I'll run it by my contact at Social Security. I can't imagine why that happened.
But if you've... What do you? I don't know what this person wants to happen.
She wants me to contact Social Security. So when she posts on my blog, I'm going to take her email and send her an email saying, okay, I didn't ask you to put up your name and your phone number, but please respond to this email saying your name, your phone number, your best contact, describe your situation, and I will forward it to my contact.
Evidently, they're not getting their money, and they want to be getting their Social Security checks.
Well, of course they should. Yeah, yeah. And then there's an error, and that's just an error. That's not... I mean, I just can't explain that.
It's 12:41. Terry, we're out of time today.
Oh, I know you have something special going on, but I will be back next week, God willing.
Well, that's the plan. Terry Savage joins us Wednesdays at this time. Got more business news with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago-based Radio Flyer is about to reveal its new electric bike. The bike is called Flyer Via, and the company says it'll combine performance and style while delivering warm memories for the whole family. The unveiling is set for Thursday at Radio Flyer's flagship location at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. There will also be a live demonstration. Radio Flyer started making electric bikes in 2021. It has five models starting at about $2,000. The Art Institute of Chicago has landed a $25 million donation that will be used to upgrade the museum's visitor center. Alexandra Nichols is an Art Institute trustee. Her late husband John Nichols ran Illinois Tool Works and previously served as chairman of the museum's board of trustees. According to Cranes, the families donated nearly $50 million to the Art Institute over the years. Their donations help pay for the bridgeway that connects the museum to Millennium Park. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Business of Food Time. Here's Steve Alexander.
Thank you, and let's talk about...
Hey!
Yes, ma'am?
Where's the beef?
Well, I was just going to get to that. That was a legitimate question in the 1980s when USDA investigators found some of the beef being imported from Australia was actually kangaroo meat. It led to some joking inside the USDA that Burger King was changing its slogan to Home of the Hopper. It did not, and there's no evidence kangaroo meat ever made it into the Home of the Whopper. The USDA shut down those plants in Australia. End of story. But there's a remaining problem, which I will tell you about after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Okay, when you're looking at meat, poultry, and eggs in the grocery store and the sticker says, product of the USA, that may only mean the product was processed in the United States. It may actually have originated in another country. That is changing. Here's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We are now on record as being for the utilization of that label only when the animal is born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S.
And not right away, though.
Yeah, so beginning in January 1st of 2026.
That is Cliff McConville. He owns Allgrass Farms near Dundee.
After that date, any meat product that says product of the USA will have to be born in the USA, raised in the USA, and harvested in the USA.
Using the product of USA label will be voluntary.
I can imagine almost everybody that has the option to use that label will be using it, you know, but it's really going to make a difference for producers that are selling into grocery stores and, you know, other wholesale markets. You know, that'll be a big differentiator from, you know, the imported meats, primarily beef.
McConville says it won't make a difference on his farm because his customers who come to his farm to buy beef, eggs, etc., can see where they came from. And along with selling products right off the farm, Allgrass Farms offers tours and a summer camp. More about that tomorrow on the calendar. Oh, look at this. It's National Farm Animals Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.